Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
This night started unlike any other. Oh my gosh. We actually have a pumpkin here in the studio. I would tell you it's a carved pumpkin, but I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure if we successfully did carve the pumpkin. Also, Jay warned me not to name the pumpkin, but I didn't listen to Jay, and now I feel terrible. I'm not going to tell you her name. You're going to have to check out the video that we did when it's available and posted on our YouTube channel. We actually are going to give you two for the price of one, which is free, this week in honor of Halloween. Many of you are big-time fans of Halloween. We know there's crossover between Halloween and sports, of course. There's crossover with everything when it comes to sports, right? So we actually decided that we would do the latest episode on our Stairway to Seven series and Halloween candy. Who doesn't love Halloween candy? Now, I got to tell you, I was gambling, taking a risk that Jay wasn't going to steal my number one candy, but I didn't tell him ahead of time. As it turns out, Jay and I do not, it's not that we don't like the same candy, but our top few Halloween candies are decidedly different. Anyway, I was taking a major risk. You should see me. I'm getting all nervous. I'm getting twitchy, worrying that Jay is going to say my favorite candy before we get to the top step on our Stairway to Seven. So we actually did that video first because I need to loosen up before we cut into the heart of the pumpkin that I named, that I shouldn't have named, that I got very attached to. And she's so pretty, or she was. She's not anymore.
Touching the pumpkin.
Yeah, we not only touched the pumpkin, I actually stabbed the pumpkin. I didn't realize it, that I was the first cut. I thought that I was kind of mindlessly, you know, just checking out the strength of the tool on the surface of the pumpkin. And as it turned out, I stabbed her. She started to cry. I nearly started to cry. It was very traumatic. And so we do have a pumpkin in studio, but that's all I can tell you. Jay, would you say she's carved or would you just say she's desecrated?
I would say she looks great. She's carved.
Does that mean you're taking her home?
Maybe. I thought you wanted her, but...
No, see, I'm pretty sure if I allowed Jay to take the pumpkin again, don't you dare give her name away because that's part of the video. He's laughing at me, of course, because he thinks the name is ridiculous. But if I gave you the pumpkin, I'm pretty confident you would throw her away.
No, I would never throw her away.
You promise?
After all we've been through?
We have been through a lot. So you promise?
I promise.
Okay, so if I give her to you, you're going to give her a good home? You're a liar. He's lying right now. I just want you to know Jay is he's a sucky liar. I know him that well, and he cannot keep a straight face when he lies. So I bet you were the kid that always got you and your sisters in trouble when you were little because you can't keep a straight face when you're telling a lie.
I just don't lie. That's all. That's how you avoid it.
Not even remotely true. My brother would always get us into trouble, too, because he couldn't keep a straight face either. Now, he didn't laugh like you do, but he would like look around, get all furtive, get nervous. Not me. I was poker face. I mean, I can lie like nobody's business. And sometimes when I was a kid, I did it just for fun. Don't ask me why. There was no reason to. I just did.
Oh.
So yeah, never ever get into a poker face or staring contest with me because that would be a definite loss for you.
I could say that if I took her home, she would be comfortable.
No, you would throw her out.
No, she would maybe be stationed near the garbage, but it wouldn't be throwing her out. It would just be outside.
I think Moose might like to meet a pumpkin.
Moose probably would. He probably wouldn't eat her.
Hmm. I don't think Moose would eat pumpkin. That's weird.
He might. I don't know what he does. So he's very, very strange.
Penny actually is the same color as the pumpkin, really, some of her shades, and she's paid no attention to the pumpkin that's been sitting on my stoop now. This was really difficult for me. This was a sacrifice for me because she looks so pretty on my step, and I had to bring her to work, and I feel terrible. I feel as though I've sacrificed one of God's beautiful creations, and now she looks terrible.
I think she would look great back in her original spot.
Maybe if I turn her around so that the attempt at carving said pumpkin is not facing the street, so my neighbors wonder what in the heck is wrong with me.
No, I think you'd have to show it off.
No.
Nice candle in there, nice glow.
Yeah, Jay.
Attract all the trick-or-treaters.
You think I should put a candle in a pumpkin next to my house? That's a bad idea.
Well,
no.
Blow it out at night.
Uh-huh. So all day while I'm sleeping, there should be a candle in a pumpkin burning next to my house? No.
Okay.
Your parents wouldn't let you do that, so that's a negative, Ghost Rider. It's a good thing you don't own a house yet, because that sounds like a really bad idea and a good recipe for burning your house down. But okay, so the pumpkin is not the same as when I brought her in. I hesitate to use the word carved, but we are going to give you two videos in honor of Halloween. One is our Stairway to Seven top Halloween candies. Did you know the price of candy has skyrocketed in the last year? I'm sure you're not surprised. Inflation sucks. But the price has gone up significantly. So I hope that you already have your candy or you're ready to pivot and maybe make your own candy. I'm handing out cookies again. So we've got that video that we'll post on Wednesday. And then before the week is up, we promised you our attempt to carve a pumpkin whose name will not be revealed until you watch the video. She cried. I'm not lying about that. That is the actual truth. She cried. Wait until you see what happened. Did you know pumpkins could cry?
I didn't, but I do now.
She wept. She's a she. That's all I can tell you. I'm a little bit nervous that Jay's going to blurt out her name before we get too much deeper into this conversation, so I better stop talking about the said pumpkin. But yes, she did cry. I had no idea. Anyway, I'm sad. I think it might ruin the entire show. But we'll forge ahead. She was a good model for our video. She was a good model. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Here's what I would love to hear from you. What are your top three Halloween candies? Easy peasy. I hope you got them ready to go. I don't understand this tweet. I just saw this tweet. Wonder which CBS Sports Radio executive volunteered to play the pumpkin. I don't get it. Does this guy actually think we carved up a person?
Volunteered to be the
like
pumpkin?
Like Jason. Is it Jason? Who's
yeah,
on the crazy Halloween? Freddy? No, not Freddy.
They're both.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
That's not my genre. I hate Halloween movies. And Jamie Lee Curtis her time is past to play in a Halloween movie. It's just not that any of them were believable. The first two Screams I watched.
Scream's good.
Those I was into, but after that, aren't there like 7 or 12 Screams now?
I believe they made 4 originally. Then they made like another one. And now they made a new one with the original cast, which I actually
haven't there's
seen,
12 Halloweens?
There's a lot of Halloweens. They just made a new Halloween is Michael Myers. That's the Jamie Lee Curtis ones. They just made another one of those, even though he's died like 14 times.
Okay, and that's Jason.
No, that's Michael Myers.
No, I mean the character in the movie.
Yeah.
His name is Michael Myers?
Yes.
I thought that was the actor.
He is as well.
Oh, so which one is Jason in?
Jason is in Friday the 13th.
Oh, and then Freddy's in Scream? No.
Freddy's in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, that's right. Okay. See, can I tell you these are not my type of movies. I do not enjoy them. But I did see Scream a couple times. So I think this guy must be joking. Maybe he means which CBS Sports Radio executive volunteered to pay for the pumpkin. Yeah, right.
Well, that's even funnier.
That is. Both of those. Highly amusing. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And I would love to know your top three Halloween candies as we get toward the Halloween weekend. I actually have unique Halloween plans. I've never done anything like this, but I cannot wait. So that's coming up. I'll share that as we head through this week. It is the calm before the Halloween weekend storm, to be sure. We've got the couple of dark nights without football. Not K-I-N-G-H-T. N-I-G-H-T. We've got a couple of darker nights without football, so we'll get to week 8 on Thursday. And actually, I think this matchup has a lot riding on it. So that's coming up on Thursday night, but we're not there yet. This is our hump show, middle show of the work week. We have an amazing treat for you. This is something I look forward to every season because it usually only happens once a season. Longtime NFL referee and CBS sports analyst Gene Steratore. He always responds when we call. And this time when Jay reached out to him, he said, absolutely. He's so gracious with his time. And now that he and I have developed a friendship, it's fun to have him on the show because it's a little more familiar and we can have a good time and kind of tease each other. So really excited for you to hear our conversation. I had to talk to him earlier because he has obligations and because I didn't expect him to stay up in Pennsylvania, which is Eastern time, while we were on the air. And so we caught up with him earlier, but you don't want to miss this interview. Asking players for autographs or not? Because the NFL has ruled that the two officials in that Bucks game did not ask Mike Evans for his autograph in the tunnel. Which, honestly, if you're asking a player for an autograph in a tunnel where you know there's cameras, would be really dumb. So the NFL determines, and Mike Evans backed it up, they did not ask for his autograph. But there's still a lot of gray area there. And I believe that the NFL and its officials have to be mindful of that and need to recognize, as always, there are cameras and there are people everywhere all the time. So when you are interacting with players, there has to be a particular standard. And Gene and I talk about that. Also, roughing the passer, of course. I actually asked Gene a few questions I've never asked him before about penalties for officials when they mess up, about the hardest calls for him to make specifically when he was in his white hat, when he was on the field, and the other challenges that are facing officials in 2022. So you don't want to miss this conversation. It's coming up next hour. It will be part of our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. Really excited for you to hear the latest from Gene Steratore, who never shies away from a tough question. So we'll get to that. Also, your chance to ask Amy anything. That's part of our hump show every week. So send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. And I am in no way going to be able to excuse myself for not yet sharing any type of fall photos on Facebook. Maybe I'll get to it tonight. It's just been a really crazy start to the week. There are always really crazy starts to the week. So I promise. I know I promised last night. I feel terrible, but we actually did follow through on our promise to kill a pumpkin. So we did that, and we've got some goodies for you coming up on our YouTube channel. So maybe give us some bonus credit or give us some credit for that, because it's tough to kind of jam this stuff in around the shows that we're doing these days. Also, Mom appreciates all of the messages for her birthday. I made her listen to the first 10 minutes of last night's show, forgetting that I dropped in there how sometimes I get tired of her telling me what to do. So I forgot about that part, and she listened to that part and sent me a message that said, I'm so glad to know you're finally an adult. Oops. I forgot that I said something along the lines of, Mom, stop telling me what to do. I'm an adult. She got a kick out of that, let me just tell you. So Mom appreciates all your messages. Thank you for that. Just like I felt when my Grammy Helen passed away, or when I share stories about challenges with my old dog. It's so challenging. And of course, mom's birthday. You all care about the people and the personal elements of my life that matter to me. And I definitely notice and I definitely appreciate it. So thank you. As always on Twitter and Facebook, it's not all bad. I don't love social media, but you all make it tolerable. So send your questions to either Twitter or Facebook. And because it's the Hump Show, we'll get to ask Amy anything in the third hour of the show. I would tell you the phone number, but the sheet has fallen off the wall. And I'm a little bit nervous that I'm not going to remember the number accurately. Hold on, let me try. Don't tell me, Jay. 855-212-4CBS. Is that cheating? But is that cheating, though?
A little bit.
855-212-4. 227-4227. Boom. What are your favorite Halloween candies? I will definitely admit I was the kid who would reach in, but not just reach in, also look into the bag or the bowl or the pot that was offered to me and would actually pick out the pieces that I wanted. I was that kind of kid. So we've got multiple videos that we'll share on our YouTube channel this week. Make sure that you find us on YouTube after hours with Amy Lawrence. We've got Gene Steratore coming up. I want to hear from you about Halloween candy. Actually, that's bad because I didn't eat dinner and I didn't bring enough snacks. I'm heading to the grocery store after work. So maybe I shouldn't be reading all of your tweets about Halloween candy. But we'll do it anyway, just because we like to have fun on the show. And no, we never, ever, ever stick to sports. That sounds really boring. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are... Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Listening to the After Hours podcast.
And now we've got Booker and Klay Thompson each getting with fouls. And Klay is upset.
He might be kicked out.
No, they both gave him technical fouls.
Okay.
And we've got words here at center court. Steph Curry's involved. And of course, Chris Paul's in the middle of that. You would expect that. And
now Klay has come back.
He's gone. He threw out Curry. Ed Malloy just threw out Curry.
No.
I believe so. He pointed. He threw out somebody.
It's either Klay or Curry. I don't know which.
Let's see. It's Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's been ejected from the game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's not an Iron Man streak, really, but for the first time in 759 games in Klay Thompson's regular season and postseason career, he gets ejected. First time, 759 games. He is edgy, of course, and we know that he's got that element to him and to his personality. He'll chirp back. He'll talk back. He'll talk smack. Not as much as Draymond Green. He doesn't talk nearly as much. He's a little more selective. He chooses his moments and his battles. But he definitely, along with Steph, is a guy who will do a little taunting here and there. And according to Steve Kerr, he's been a little frustrated anyway because he doesn't want to be on a minutes restriction. But Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, the management for the Golden State Warriors, believe that he needs to work back to his full conditioning still. I know they're defending champions, but they are trying to be careful with him. And he's frustrated. He doesn't want to be on a minutes restriction. He doesn't want to have to be patient about his return to the court. He did that for 2 years. So I can understand the frustration. So maybe that is adding to the edginess when it comes to Klay Thompson and going back and forth with Devin Booker. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, these two guys were jawing all the way through the third quarter. And so, yes, other guys got involved. Draymond Green's in the middle clapping. You know, that's what Draymond loves to do. He loves to clap in people's faces. Mikal Bridges, he walked into Klay Thompson. Thompson shoved him, picked up the two technicals, and automatically gets ejected. Actually started to go after, whether it be Book or a couple of the other Suns. He was still yelling at the bench as he was walking out, but he had to be held back by Steph and by a Warriors assistant coach. This is not a side of Klay Thompson that we see very often. But it can be good for the Warriors as long as he doesn't get to the point where you're counting technical fouls like you do with Draymond Green. Tim Roy with the call and Jim Barnett on Warriors Radio. This is a game that ultimately Booker got the last laugh.
Moody waiting with it. Lobs it in the corner to Booker. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Booker against Jerome. Booker waiting. Booker moving. 3 seconds to shoot it. Booker fade away from 15. Swish! It's good. 34 points for D. Booker. 126-101.
That's Al McCoy on Suns Radio. So despite the back and forth, ultimately it was Booker who hit 10 of his 19 shots from the field, nearly perfect on his free throws, also had 7 assists. And the Suns scored 134 points. Yeah, so Klay Thompson frustrated. He's kind of channeling that frustration in the direction of Booker. The two guys got a little chippy, but also the back and forth. Klay holding up the 4 fingers to indicate the 4 championships the Warriors have, which is a direct shot, obviously, to the Suns, who don't have any. And without Klay Thompson, they're not full strength, and they don't have a shot there in the late stages. So getting outscored pretty royally in the second half. The Suns get the best of the Warriors in this first game of the regular season. Actually, TNT is re-airing the third quarter right now. I don't want you to leave the show or not listen to the show, but maybe if you put it up there on TV, you can mute it. Klay still on the court, by the way. They're only a couple minutes into the third quarter. Devin Booker, he loves Klay Thompson, but he's not going to give an inch.
And I love Klay Thompson. You know, I have from the beginning, you know, from the draft coming out, I said I want to be Klay Thompson. You know, that doesn't excuse us from competing against each other and talking a little mess with each other. So I have fun with it. Big fan of his and his competitive nature. And that's that.
This was a game in which a lot of guys were fired up anyway. Love how Booker puts it. Talk a little mess. But even as I'm watching on TV, Draymond's yapping. He picked up a technical foul. Steve Kerr had to be walked back to the bench. He was jawing at referees. So it was a lot of electricity in the building. Candace Parker was part of the TNT broadcast, and I heard her say that it felt more like an April atmosphere than it did October. And so they're very early on. Again, guys are not in rhythm yet. We see this happen in every sport across the board. The Sixers just picked up their first win on Tuesday night. Wait, this is Tuesday night. Monday night. And so guys are not yet anywhere remotely close to midseason form. But the Warriors, actually, what they pride themselves on is defense. And that, a lot of that is heart and hustle and muscle memory and just effort and communication. And to give up 134 points to the Suns, just another example and a reminder that the Warriors are not playing the type of defense that is championship caliber.
It's just not there. The commitment to defense isn't there. And that's, you know, that's something that we have to be better at. And it starts with me. And I'll make sure we get there. But right now, we're a decent offensive team and a bad defensive team. I don't expect that to be the case. I know that's something that we could change. We just got to commit to building.
A little bit muddy there, but you hear Draymond Green talking about their commitment to defense has not yet kicked in to start the new season as they fall to 2-2. But the big story between the Suns and the Warriors, Klay Thompson, first ejection from a game in 759 career games. Wowzers. Quick, you can watch it. He's still on the court. All right, we got a couple of things up for you on our social media. Number one, we need your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's part of our hump show, middle show of the work week. And number two, in light of our latest YouTube video, we did our Stairway to Seven Halloween candy. So we'll give you our top seven, and we go back and forth as we climb the steps. You all are sending us your top three Halloween candies. So I'm seeing a few here. We'll retweet them from our show account, After Hours CBS. Jason, Milky Ways. Is it plural? Milky Ways. Milky Ways.
Eat enough of them, sure.
Milky Ways, Snickers, Payday. Oh, I haven't heard about Payday in quite a while. William says peanut butter cups, and more peanut butter cups. All right, so he just goes with peanut butter cups. And if your house does not have peanut butter cups, well, then you are dead to him. Let's see. Also on Twitter, Jeremy, Reese's peanut butter cups, take five. Ooh, I haven't heard about take five in a while either. And peanut butter M&Ms. Now, do you get those in the little bitty bags? Because I don't think you'd want to be grabbing loose peanut butter M&Ms. That seems like a something you do anymore.
I don't think there's a big giant bowl of loose M&Ms.
Hey, I handed out freshly baked cookies last year, and the kids were just grabbing them off the cookie sheets and eating them.
Well, the cookie sheet, it's inside. You open the door, yeah, like it's not like a big bowl. Like it's not, you're not at the bar, right? You're not, it's not nuts sitting at the bar at the table. Like that
they should
be
not
nasty.
Be trick-or-treating in a bar, no.
No, probably not.
Are you taking your kiddos?
Yes.
To trick-or-treat?
Yes.
What are their outfits? Costume, sorry.
My daughter's two. She's going to be a monkey. And my wife is going to be a banana.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's so cute.
Because my wife, she usually, you know, correlates. She coincides with what they're wearing. My son picked out his costume. I came home and saw it the other day. He's the Grim Reaper.
The actual Grim Reaper.
Oh, yeah.
Does he have the Sith?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Or the Scythe, which is called.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah,
Scythe,
he's got it.
Sith.
Which he can't bring to school.
No, of course not. That would get him kicked out and suspended.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the police would be called.
He also can't wear the thing that covers his face to school either. So he's just going to look like, I don't know, he's got a black cloth thing on.
Monk.
I don't know. What's that?
He's like a monk.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. Like, for school, it's not going to look good. But that's what he wanted. And apparently, as my wife said, this was the better of the alternative. You don't want to know. And I said, okay.
All right. Some of the top costumes that I heard this on the news on Tuesday morning. Witches, which apparently are timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Minions.
There's
like a new movie out. And then dinosaurs, which would be bulky, but apparently it's a really popular costume this year is dinosaurs.
So we missed it, but my daughter was a dinosaur last year and my son was a few years ago. So yeah, we've done the dinosaur already.
Nice. All right. So what are your favorite? Well, we'll save it for next hour. Favorite Halloween. Actually, we can't because we have Gene Steratore next hour. So favorite Halloween candy.
Peanut butter cups. Reese's. Oh yeah. That's the one. Everything else, I don't really know. I don't remember. Like the Snickers are good, obviously, but like It's almost like you have to wait for Halloween to eat this stuff. At least I do, because like I don't. I mean, I stay out of that aisle. Like who? I don't.
Jay,
I do 7,000 pounds.
Jay eats candy all the time.
Good for Jay, because he weighs 16 pounds. Like exactly. I can't do that.
Jay
like,
doesn't eat except for candy.
That's what I'm saying. Like if I'm sitting around eating Snickers all day, that's it. It's over. I wouldn't be able to get through the door. Are you kidding me?
To be sure. Can you see the pumpkin right to your left?
I do. I see it.
All right. She has a name. It's a surprise. I can't tell you, but Jay warned me not to name the pumpkin because he knows I get attached pretty easily. I didn't listen to him. I should have. I named the pumpkin, and then I got very emotional when we stabbed the pumpkin and attempted to carve the pumpkin. And now I feel terrible. And she's staring at me, and it's haunting, and I feel awful.
It's fruit. It's what it's there for. It's supposed to.
But she was so pretty beforehand, and now look at her.
Where did you get the pumpkin? Did you just go to the store?
I got her in a pumpkin patch.
Did you go to the farm?
Yes, I picked her out.
There you go.
It was like going to the Humane Society and picking out a puppy.
Well, let's not get crazy. I was just there on Saturday, too. I mean, there's like a million of them. They're all over the place.
All right, I got another one. This one was 17.35 pounds.
That's a big pumpkin.
Yeah, she's pretty, isn't she? Well, don't look at the hole in her.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to do.
Carving, not a hole.
Yeah, I mean...
Have you seen what it looks like?
Yeah.
That's its purpose. That's what it was supposed to do. That's the purpose of.
All right. He told me not to name the pumpkin.
You realize that it's like you didn't carve it and you didn't name it and you just kind of held on to it. Eventually it would rot anyway. You know that, right?
Yes, but it would be sitting out on my stoop for a couple of months and looking pretty.
Months?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Until after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Outside?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Jay thinks I should put her back on my stoop now with that hole in her. No. Animals will climb in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't spray it with something, the animals are going to get
it. Spray it. Wow.
Well, yeah. You have deer in your neighborhood? Yeah, like that. They come and eat this stuff. Like this, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Deer eat pumpkin?
Deer eat everything.
That's true. Just not in my backyard because I have a fence, but my friends always lose all their plants and flowers to deer.
Yeah.
Deer eat everything.
Everything. It's got a leaf on it. I have a family that chomps on the bushes that I have in the side yard.
Oh, yes. Deer
come every day.
I didn't know deer ate pumpkins, though.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can put a camera out there and get... Actually, I have a Ring... What are those things called? Your doorbells? Ring doorbells? What? Ring... You know,
Ring cam, isn't it?
Ring cam, yeah. I didn't buy it. It was inherited from the people who owned the house, but I guess I could watch the deer out my Ring doorbell.
If you'd like. This is what we do at my house. Like I said, they come around the same time. They have a family. There's the two, I don't know, the baby deer.
Yeah.
There's the mother. They come and eat from the bushes. There's the groundhog that hangs out on the porch.
Oh, yeah, I got groundhogs.
Because he lives underneath the deck. Yeah.
Maybe I'll put the pumpkin out in my backyard and see what kind of animals I attract.
Let him have a feast.
That's a good idea. Now there I feel better.
There you go.
I nearly said her name. Our pumpkin will be a meal for a bunch of animals. Okay, I feel better now. It's the circle of life.
There you go.
Thank you, Jay. I mean, Jay. Thank you, Marco.
It's all right. Jay's in. He's all over it.
No, Jay was going to throw her out. Let's just be honest. You said you were going to put her next to the trash can.
Yeah, outside. Not in. You know, just like around that general vicinity.
See? This is why I don't trust him at all. Okay. So anyway, I feel like I have new life for the pumpkin. That's good.
Good for me. Like I said, I'm cool with that. Don't bring them by my deck, though, because it's all rotted, and they actually eat the wood on the deck because it's disgusting.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Isn't Halloween Monday?
Yes, it is. And I will not be here that night.
Oh, I was going to ask if you were here. That would be, we could unveil what candy we have left, what you stole from your kids.
Sorry. But for me to be able to do the trick-or-treating with the kids, I had to take the day off.
No,
I come here a lot earlier than you do.
I'm glad that... We stay a lot later than you do.
I'm aware. I wasn't as shot, but I can't do trick-or-treating and get here at 8 o'clock. It doesn't work. I have to be here by 8.
I got you. All right. Top three Halloween candy. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. I'm trying not to reveal her name, but she's... Not the same as she was when I brought her in. And I have pumpkin all over my pants. Don't ask me how that happened.
You are listening to the After Hours. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are. Whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Hours podcast.
Stick handled into the circle, but then he lost it on the reach back, and here comes Vegas. Kessel against Bennett, gets behind him, shoots, he scores! Kessel racing down the left wing after the Sharks were defended in the defensive zone, and Kessel moves on Benning, snaps home his 400th National Hockey League goal, and Vegas takes a 1-0 lead in dramatic fashion.
Getting you to the good half of your week, it's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Congratulations to Phil Kessel. You can officially call him the Cal Ripken of the NHL, the brand new Iron Man in hockey. And he does it with a flair. So he's now appeared in 990 consecutive games. He's 35 years old, so this streak goes back to November 3rd, 2009. How about that? We are nearly 13 years in to his streak. We're just shy of 13 years. Actually, it's 12 years and what, say 359 days, something along those lines. And he's so close to getting to the 13-year mark without missing a game. Congratulations to Phil Kessel. He stands alone atop that list of consecutive games in an NHL uniform, and he does it playing for the Vegas Golden Knights at San Jose. So against the Sharks, while he's scoring his 400th career goal. Wow, talk about a night to remember. The call there with Dan Ruzanowski on Sharks Radio. I apologize, we do not yet have the Golden Knights call. We're efforting. We're looking for it. We just don't have it at this moment. The game was on ESPN, and so right now we're still trying to get the Knights audio itself. For now, though, Dan is fantastic and certainly understands the magnitude of a moment like this, and his play-by-play on Sharks Radio works. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You may remember that Flyers defenseman Keith Yandel was the last guy to have the record, and it was last season. And so it's a neat moment. We've got some Iron Men in the NHL. And I think it's cool that the Sharks actually stopped the game too, or not stop the game, but at a stoppage in play, they acknowledge Phil Kessel as well, because everybody who follows hockey understands what this guy has meant. He's not just a Golden Knight, but yeah, 990. That's a lot of games. It's a lot of games in a row. It's a commitment, but it's also about staying healthy. It's about playing hurt at times and playing through pain. It's about understanding that when you sign up and you get paid to pay to play a sport, load management shouldn't be a thing. So for Phil Kessel, this is a big deal. And it takes longer when you're 35 years old to recover from a sport where you're constantly getting hit or where there's a lot of contact. A handoff, I should say, or the baton being passed just 9 months after Yandel broke the previous record. And so he takes over from Yandel in under a year of Yandel being on top of that list. this is kind of cool because his dad was there, and so his dad was able to witness not just the Iron Man streak becoming Kessel's all by himself, but also this 400th career goal.
For me to be here and then having the 400th goal tonight, I think it even made it nicer because the other one's sort of like he expected to go to work every day is sort of what it was. And so he just, always had to play through little injuries and bang-ups and stuff like that. So this is just perseverance, I think.
Yeah, determination that this matters. It matters that you're out there for your team and for your teammates every single night. And I thought this was cool to hear one of his teammates, William Karlsson, say it was just pure happiness from everyone. Everyone was cheering and howling. It was really good to see the goal go in. And he's only the 12th born. I didn't know this until I was reading. He's only the 12th born American player to ever score 400 goals over the course of his NHL career. So awesome for Phil Kessel. And he was interviewed by ESPN when he was on the bench.
I always say I like to play, so I try to play no matter what, and I still have fun with it.
So what goes through your mind today as you reach this milestone?
I mean, not that much. Obviously, I played a long time. I'm getting old. I had a fun time doing it, and, a lot of games.
For those of you who watch hockey on a regular basis, you remember that he started his career with the Boston Bruins. That's how I remember him first coming in. This was post the lockout, post the work stoppage. So his career started in 06-07. He was with Boston. Then it was a big loss for the Bruins, and he was with the Maple Leafs for an extended stretch. He also played with the Pittsburgh Penguins before jumping around from Arizona and now into Vegas. And this is his first season with the Vegas Golden Knights. But yeah, a lot of years. Now closing in on 20 years in his career. He's got two Stanley Cups to his name. And here he is on top of this mountain with the most consecutive games played, closing in on 1,000, you guys. And also at the same time gets his 400th career goal. So congratulations to Phil Kessel. Again, there he is on the bench on ESPN, who now has the rights to NHL broadcast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we're asking you top Halloween candy, in your opinion, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can also use our show Twitter. Producer Jay is retweeting, and he's looking for your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which comes up in the third hour of our show. Our Facebook page, always available for you as well. And soon, a double dip, a Halloween double feature, if you will. It's like you're going to the drive-thru, and you can see two new videos on our YouTube page. I know it's been dormant for a bit. Football is a bear. It's a lot to manage. October's busy with baseball and hockey and basketball and everything else. And so I'm really excited that we can now give you two videos for the price of one coming up later this week as producer Jay is able to edit those. Coming up next hour, of course, we will let you hear from Gene Steratore. I mentioned that, also promoted it on our social media. And we've got the latest kind of news dotting the NFL landscape, including strong comments from Aaron Rodgers about potential changes needing to be made if the Green Bay Packers do not see more commitment to doing things right. He used the O word, the same word that Tom Brady used in his Let's Go podcast on Monday. Ownership. You have to own it. This is not about somebody else doing their job better. It's about you recognizing that you're part of the problem. And if you're not going to be part of the solution, then you got to step aside so somebody else can be part of the solution. When teams are winning and they're winning regularly, there's less of a sense of urgency to make drastic changes. Stands to reason, though. It's fairly common among humans, whether it's sports or corporate boardrooms. When things are not going well, humans tend to be more interested in making drastic moves and drastic changes. And especially when it's been a slide or a downturn that has lasted for a bit. This is rare for the Packers. The last time that they had a three-game losing skid was the last year of Mike McCarthy's tenure with Green Bay. And he was fired before the season was over. If I remember correctly, he was fired late November, early December, something like that, before the season was over, week 12. This is the first time they've lost three in a row since then. And they've lost to the Giants, the Jets, the Commanders. Similar for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, losing 4 of 5, not meeting their own standards. And so Todd Bowles had the same thing to say. We need to see changes if these guys can't get it together. So you hear from Aaron Rodgers. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.